from last night and everything you need going into today.
Dudes!
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hit me with the horn, 20! Keep making noise! Keep making noise! Yeah!
Welcome back. Hour number three from the Blood Connection in Easley. We're going to give blood today, and I want you to give blood today and give, really, this giving season a really cool deal. The Blood Connection, the website, thebloodconnection.org, will give you all the information you need about giving blood here at any of their upstate locations, how you can do it, how you can schedule an appointment, and really what it means. So come by and do that today. Certainly looking forward to giving what I can do today and challenge everybody out there to do the same thing here today. Hey, Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com, Harbin Lumber. Remember that number. Harbin Lumber says that, you know what, I need to check with Randy and see if they set another record in 2018. Because for years and years and years, for 100 years basically, they kept setting records, and I think they'll continue to do that now, because these guys blow your doors off with their service, with their products, with their amazing team there that's able to team with you as a upstate builder, remodeler, handyman. Harbin Lumber is the epitome of what a business plan should be like. Give them great products, but really wow them with their services. To find out about that and how they've been doing it for 100 years, if you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman, it's our friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. John Hite, I touched on a bunch of things there just to quickly end the show, or to end that hour, I should say.
Right.
And again, just in passing, or just some things passed along there, Will Huss and his guys did build this building that we're in right now. Trail built this building, and they did a great job of that, I can tell you. The other part of it is, and Julio mentioned it, that I didn't get into it. The first round draft pick of the Kansas City Royals, in a video of his mom and dad on Christmas Day, he signs a $4.25 million signing bonus with the Royals, and he writes him this nice letter. And in it, for Christmas, he paid off their home mortgage, and he paid off all their debts. And I thought it was cool because he mentioned what they sacrificed for him in playing baseball, mm-hmm. and all the hotel rooms and all the travel ball stuff, and even mentioned how expensive some of that Gatorade was.
I thought that was pretty cool, years. Yeah.
But the other thing I was going to ask you is, did you see the videos of people that got Cotton Bowl tickets for Christmas? See some of those?
Oh, yes, I did. They were fantastic.
Oh, man.
Seeing some of those kids run around, you know, crying, yes. some grown men crying. Yes. As someone would have handed me Scott Bowl tickets, I might have cried a little bit. No, I get it. It's a big deal. It's exciting. And very happy for all those people that were gifted Cotton Bowl tickets for Christmas. And very thankful we're going to have a lot of people in Orange out there on Saturday.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Paint Dallas Orange.
Right. Arlington, yeah, no doubt about that.
Fort Worth, where it is.
No doubt about that. I'm going to leave Friday afternoon out of Atlanta and actually coming back Sunday, so we won't miss any showtime.
There you go.
And won't be doing a show from out there, so we're looking forward to a quick trip out to Dallas and back. Let's get to phone call, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Tim is in Piedmont. Tim, good morning. I hope you had a nice Christmas.
Hey, Mickey. I probably feel like a lot of people feel out here today that are Clemson fans. And if I was Dexter Lawrence and I had played in this thing 3 years in a row, and I'd been through school for 4 years, and I hadn't had a thing done with me, I would have myself a lawyer, and I would go to the judge, and I would have this whole thing stopped till I had a chance to defend myself in court. I mean, they wouldn't even play these ball games because they are soul in his name. And he should have the right to defend himself. And that's all I've got to say.
Tim, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot for checking in. I think I've read this right, that the three players have obtained legal counsel. John, tell me if I'm right about this. And, again, I'm not good at this, man. I'm not good at I can tell you about offensive numbers, defensive numbers, or football, baseball, basketball, hockey, mm-hmm. golf, tennis. I don't know how all this would work, but I do know this. One time, years ago, Bart Wright wrote something bad about me in the Greenwood News that wasn't true.
Right.
Let me give you the backstory on this, because I want to talk about – we're getting to legal stuff here, okay? During this AARC stuff that Clemson was going through, I acquired – Bart didn't mention me by name, but he talked about – he said a radio host was writing about this. I was writing about it in a blog. And he said that I broke a federal law because I was publishing information that I got from – a public institution. I mean, he thought I got the information from Clemson coaches, and I didn't. The information I was getting it from, there was a couple of private schools, and the families themselves gave me the information about test scores and stuff like this. And so I did nothing wrong, nothing illegal or anything like that. And so I was actually in New York City when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And someone sent me the article, and again, he didn't name my name. And so I called my attorney. And I said, can I sue him for slander, libel, or whatever it was? And he goes, no, we can't do that. And I said, why? He goes, there's no damages. He goes, we can win the case because what he's saying about you is wrong. I acquired the information legally, and I published it legally with consent of families and consent of private schools. And he thought I had it sent from public school. Anyway, so I could have won the case, but it would have been – there's no damages. I didn't get fired. My reputation wasn't tarnished by anything. I didn't lose advertisers as a result of it, so I wouldn't want any money in a case.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is that if you are Dexter Lawrence, and you know, can you prove that this cost you? Well, it cost you opportunity to shine in this game. Might have cost you a status in a draft, a pick or two or three or 10 or 20 or whatever. I think from a libel or slander or whatever your reputation. Why is it keeping out of this thing and not knowing it, whatever? If you do win this kind of lawsuit, if you could win, I think you're talking about big bucks in this thing that you, there's you know, yeah. Just reputation-wise, where I think you could prove some damages, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if, let's say Dexter goes, you know, hypothetically, he goes pro, and let's say beforehand he was going to be the number 5 overall pick, and let's say because of this he maybe drops to the end of the first round or out of the first round entirely. Millions of dollars there. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
He has every right, and if he is innocent, then he has every right to go, you know, go defend his name and, you know, reap damages from it.
Yeah, yeah. Again, that's an extreme case.
Of course, yeah.
Who knows?
We play in extremes here. That's what we do.
Yeah, and we're playing a lot of hypotheticals because, quite frankly, through all this, the frustrating part of hosting the show today – and I love hosting this show, but the hosting this show today, this topic today, is that we don't know. There's so many questions.
Right.
We don't know how many are tested. We don't know how they're selected to be tested. We don't know what the guys did, what caused the trigger of the test. We don't know any of that. We don't know what's going to happen with the B sample today. We don't know what's going to happen with an appeals after this. We don't know any of this stuff. Whereas normally we have a lot better feeling going into a game about, you know, this kind of stuff. But we don't know about this, and so it is frustrating. Let me get Andrew in Clemson, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I hope you guys had a happy holiday.
We have so far. I hope you have too.
One thing about the slander libel thing, it damages in that type of deal would be, they'd still be really difficult to prove because –
yeah,
speculating
right.
That he's number 5 versus, say, he's right. 25. That's still speculation. And in the court, that's really hard to prove. I mean, that'd still make the damages very difficult to prove unless you had some team that came out and said, yeah, we had him this high on our board.
And we dropped him as a result of this.
Yeah. But here's the thing to me. I mean, with Dexter in particular. Why does anybody think that guy has suddenly started taking a supplement? I mean, he came in here at 342 pounds. and just a physical specimen that nobody, you know, we never had a tackle look like that ever. And most people haven't ever seen anybody that looks like that. So I don't understand why people would think that all of a sudden that he's taking a specimen. This whole thing seems like something strange. I'd never even heard of this drug before. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, it really doesn't make a lot of sense. And hopefully the B samples will come back, you know, fine. But nothing about that makes sense, because there's nothing that's ever looked about. I mean, it's not like Dexter has looked any different since his freshman year than now, other than he's actually, I guess, lost weight a little bit. I think since he's been here. And maybe got a little stronger, but that would just make sense because of the weight program. So, nothing about him having to take, him starting on something, it just doesn't make sense.
I would agree with you. Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate the phone call. I would agree with what Andrew was saying. Now, just as point counterpoint, just playing devil's advocate, do we know that Dexter passed this test recently? Do we know that he's ever passed this test? Do we know that he wasn't taken for the first 20 years of his life? I don't know that. We don't know. Wasn't taken as a baby, probably. But you know what I'm saying? Do we know that he has passed tests in the past, rather than just all of a sudden doing that? Does that make sense? Maybe. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Just switching gears quickly, and I'll still take your phone calls on this subject. I wanted to give a couple of the bowl games and a couple of the upcoming bowl games and what's happening here as far as ticket prices are concerned. Just give you a little bit of idea. Some of these are higher than I thought. Some of these would be a little bit lower than I thought. For the Military Bowl coming up between Cincinnati and Virginia Tech right now, these are StubHub get-in prices. Military Bowl right now, $40 to get you in. For the Pinstripe Bowl, this is higher than I thought as well. For the Miami and Wisconsin game, $73 is the highest one there, or the lowest one there to get in. The Allstate Sugar Bowl, again, this is a big stadium and a bigger ticket demand, so people are actually having tickets, and the tickets have sold out, in other words, I'd say. Surprisingly, you get into the Sugar Bowl for $30 right now. That's the get-in price through StubHub. But that's not the worst. The Fiesta Bowl get-in price right now, LSU and Central Florida on January the 1st at Glendale, Arizona, the get-in price, just $11 right now. The Rose Bowl, $77. Oh, by the way, National Championship game, $713 is that price right now. But looking at and I'm interested to see, and I don't know why this is the case. Peach Bowl, $66, Florida and Michigan. That's a little bit higher than I would have thought. But looking at the two semifinal games right now, as far as the prices are concerned, in the Capital One Orange Bowl, the get-in price is $60 for the Alabama-Oklahoma game. And I don't know why this is the case, but the get-in price for the Cotton Bowl right now, $138. So more than double the cost to get in AT&T Stadium right now on StubHub than to get into Hard Rock Stadium down in Miami. John Height, I'll ask you. Those numbers surprise you a little bit? I think John might be on the telephone here. We'll see as he picks that up. I'll tell what John said about that in a second. But, again, as low as $11 for the LSU game. John, I think I have you back now. Did you get to hear some of those prices of those bowl games?
I did not. What are we looking at here?
LSU and Central Florida, $11.
Really?
Georgia and Texas, $30.
Okay.
The Oklahoma-Alabama game, $60. And the Cotton Bowl game, Clemson-Notre Dame, $138. Why in the world would you have the Cotton Bowl being almost twice what the Orange Bowl would be.
Now, if I had access to a private jet, I could hit all three games for the price of one. You know, that'd be sound too bad. You know,
that's right. That's right. You can do it, man. You can do it. Again, national championship game is $713.
Yeah, but that's a bit pricey there. But
yeah, but that number will go down, I think, a little bit too. Oh, by the way, what do you think the StubHub for the Super Bowl is right now? The get-in price on StubHub for the Super Bowl right now?
I'm going to take a guess at around $250.
Higher.
$500.
Higher.
Yeah, as you can see the math that I'm doing here, $750.
Higher.
$1,000?
Higher.
$1,250.
Higher.
Good Lord. $2,000?
Higher.
All right, it's over two. This is ridiculous. Let's go three.
Higher.
Five.
$3,950. $3,950.
My recliner's looking really good right about now.
I hear you through some of that. So a couple of these were just, again, I didn't think that the Pinstripe Bowl, let me just check on this right quick. The Pinstripe Bowl, the get-in price is $73 right now. But the problem is that there's just not that many seats that are available.
Well, if your Yankees would build a bigger stadium, you know, you can make things better.
Yeah. The higher seats get up to $300. It's not like the high-end seats are all that high. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that there's just not that many that have been bought and put on, put on StubHub at this point. That's why that demand, you know, doesn't really reach that. As far as the high-end seats, I do know this. I do know to get a box for the Cotton Bowl is $40,000. So we're not going to be getting one of those, I don't think.
You're not getting a box for the crew here?
No. I would love to give that to you for Christmas, fellas, but to be honest with you, that's not happening. I'm seeing... Let me give you the ticket to, as far as... I'm seeing tickets in the lower prime area right now for $2,200. For the on StubHub for the Cotton Bowl. So it's a little bit of difference in that and some other games out this way. Remember in the Tampa game, Tampa National Championship in 2017, January 17 and 2016 National Championship game with Alabama, we had friends that had $3,500, $4,000 that couldn't get in. So we'll see.
Just very,
we'll
very see grateful that I was able to get in.
Yeah, no doubt. And then finally, let me mention this as I have just about 30 seconds here. In the national championship game right now, the get-in price is $713. But just in looking at some of the other prices, you could pay up to, you pay up to $4,000 for that seat, $3,300 for those seats. Yeah, I mean, you could get on up pretty high through some of these. And here's one for $3,400 now. Seeing some of those. Anyway, interesting stuff coming out of the national championship game in StubHub. We'll take a break. When we come back, I want to get into this Clemson South Carolina basketball game. The Tigers had a 78-68 victory down in Columbia. And just in the two fan bases after the game, I want to give my reaction to just how important that game was for those two in leading themselves out of the non-conference and heading into the conference play and really what that means. Also, we'll take more phone calls, your thoughts on the suspensions or anything we hadn't hit. You know what we hadn't heard from today, John, is a supplement expert. Seemingly, whenever we have any subject that's out there, we're going to have an expert call in. So if you know anything about drug testing and supplements and what these things do and how they work. I'd love to hear from you today here during the show. We'll talk much more about that. Hey, my friends at Palmetto Dunes, John, I know you're from Hilton Head. I know you passed by Palmetto Dunes on the way down. And remember, at Palmetto Dunes, they still have the great holiday specials going on. I'm on palmettodunes.com right now and looking at it. There's all kinds of ways to save money at Palmetto Dunes and get into the new year at Palmetto Dunes, the award-winning resort. They're celebrating their 50th year down there now. They love it and love for you to come by and see them at Palmetto Dunes. The number one island in the country is where John's from, is Hilton Head, and Palmetto Dunes has great golf available for you now. Sneak down in the new year. Make your new year plans at Palmetto Dunes. friends at PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful award-winning resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Call them today, 855-450-4861, 450-4861, or PalmettoDunes.com. We'll take a break, John. We'll come back. A little Clemson, South Carolina basketball talk. More of your phone calls, more of your texts, more of your tweets right after this.
Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
If you ever wanted to buy or build your dream home, now is a great time. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
And I'm John Foster with Ag South Farm Credit. We offer low fixed rate loans on land, farms, and home construction.
Whether you want to buy a home or just land, in town or in the country, Ag South has a program for you.
Call us at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519.
You can't make a living walking in the woods, but you can at least get there in confidence on a set of Toyo Open Country MTs installed by the Pendleton Tire Company. Wrap those Toyos around a set of Fuel Moto Metal or XD wheels. How about a lift from Rough Country, Fabtech, or McCoy's? Finish off that look with a set of NFAB step bars, and don't forget the WeatherTech floor liners. Call Joey or Zach today at 646-3694 or check us out at PendletonTire.com.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca would like to invite you to shop our end-of-the-year sale. From now until January 5th, save an additional percentage off our already low prices, and you still get your box spring free. And that's not all. For a limited time, if you purchase a premium queen or full-size mattress, you qualify to get an adjustable base for free. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. The end-of-the-year sale at Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 in Seneca, across from Chick-fil-A.
Joe's Knows Sports. So be there December 29th for a mega sports tripleheader on a used 9-foot by 9-foot TV. Joe's New York Pizza Clemson kicks off with Clemson and Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl. Then it's the Orange Bowl with Oklahoma and Alabama to end it all. How about free UFC 232 with co-headlining matches? Jones versus Gustafson and Cyborg versus Nunes. Three huge sporting events all on a huge TV. Joe's New York Pizza Clemson, December 29th. Joe's Knows Sports and pizza.
Let's tee it up and get this day going. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If that's who you think we are, you're making a fatal miscalculation, son.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, Lakeside Lodge, Clemson.com. We drove by, Mary and I drove by the other day, and man, they are rocking and rolling, and they're moving, and it's coming up out of the ground, and it's going to look awesome. And I love watching these conceptual things come about and actually come to fruition. If you are thinking about Lakeside Lodge, a proud partner of Clemson Athletics, a company that is going to give you a condo tail. Hatton, heard anything about a condo tail. I didn't know what a condo tail was. I sat down with Leighton Covage and Taj Boyd and Steve Mudge and the guys, and they said, hey, Mickey, it's great. It's a condominium. It's a hotel. I was like, I don't understand. Well, this is easy. You have your own condominium there. And the days you don't, you use it, you can rent it out. All the amenities are great. Now's the time to get in touch with them. These are moving fast. To find out more about what they do, you can go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com. All the benefits, the lifestyle, just how amazing this whole place is going to be. And really, in one of the last few great opportunities like this, is LakesideLodgeClemson.com. John Height. We're talking. I don't want to talk Clemson basketball here in a second, but mm-hmm. I had a friend of mine text me saying that that they talked to Dexter yesterday, and that Dexter says, I didn't do anything wrong, man. I'm adamant about that. He feels confident he didn't do anything wrong or didn't know he was doing anything wrong or whatever. So, again, more questions come out of that, but I just want to pass that along to you. The second part of this is that you have talked to a few people who called in saying they know. It's amazing all the experts that we do have now when something like this comes up.
The Upstate is filled with the experts, and we're very thankful for them calling in and letting me know.
Did you learn anything?
I learned that it helped the gentleman with some rotator cuff surgery, and he said it was it definitely helped and it worked.
I wonder again. We will get to the bottom of it at some point in time, but it's just that's not happening at this point. Will happen at some point in time here in the next few days, hopefully. But we might have more long-term answers.
Yeah. Unfortunately, right, we're the only questions. Ones doing investigative reporting at this hour. So there's not many out there doing it.
That's exactly right. All right, let me dive into another subject here. We spent 2.5 hours on this. I hope I can take a few minutes to talk about, maybe 10 minutes to talk about this.
Sure.
Clemson and South Carolina basketball on Saturday. The Tigers pulled out a 78-68 victory down in Columbia. It looked like a foul fest there, in which Clemson was getting all kinds of fouls called on them, and they ended up hanging on and winning by 10. This was really one of the major stories of this was that Marquise Reed, who was missed the previous couple of games for the Tigers, came back and helped lead the Tigers to a great victory. This was the third consecutive victory for Clemson over South Carolina. This actually was a great win for the Tigers. They improved to 9-3 on the season. The Gamecocks fell to 4-7 on the season. In this game, again, Reed was the major difference in it. Coming off of the bench and scoring 20 points, he was 7-12 from the field, 5-6 from the free throw line. He hit 1-3 threes. The Gamecocks hit their last three. They were 4-16 from 3-point land, and the Gamecocks hit their last 3-pointer at the 7-minute mark of the first half. South Carolina was struggling offensively. Silva played great until he got in some foul trouble. And then really, they didn't have any other answers out that. A.J. Lawson really struggled for the Gamecocks. He was just 2-15 from the field. And with his 8 points and the young star for the Gamecocks, 2-15, wasn't going to get it done. A cold shooting night. The Gamecocks shot just 36% from the field, just 25% from three, and just 64% from the free throw line, even though they had 28 free throws in this game. I think this thing did a couple things for me, John. I want to get your thoughts on it. Number one is it showed the importance of Marquise Reed. Clemson's a different team with Marquise Reed in the game, and it gave them that us versus them mentality, him coming off the bench and playing 30 minutes. We didn't know even into the pregame he's going to play. But when he came in, he provided the spark, obviously offensively, and was a difference in the game. With that said, Brad Brunell, I think, even though there's no heat or pressure on either one of these guys right now, Brownell's team had not played great basketball yet. And I'm not sure they played great basketball Saturday. I'm not trying to say that. But this team had not lived up to some of the preseason expectations.
Right.
Ranked for the fourth or fifth time in Clemson history, coming off the Sweet 16, this team had been a slight disappointment and really hadn't played up to expectations. But from his standpoint and his standing to beat the Gamecocks three consecutive years, to win this game convincingly on the road, to now to be pretty dominant against South Carolina and Columbia, I think it did a lot for Clemson fans. You know, the Clemson fans had not talked a lot about basketball in the first 2 months of the season. it's been a football fan base, and obviously football has been, you know, taking precedence there. However, this gave them, gave Clemson fans, obviously it's bragging rights. I knew this would happen. The winner would have bragging rights here and take some pride in that. So that was encouraging to see that aspect of it, that people got – it gave Clemson basketball fans a reason to get excited, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely.
The other side of it, though, John, is that now Frank Martin, his team is now four and seven now.
Mm-hmm.
His team, Martin, was very popular in Columbia going off the Final Four trip 2 years ago. Very disappointing. I would say very – slightly disappointing coming into that to that Final Four season. The Final Four season gave him a lot of momentum, obviously, and a lot of goodwill in Columbia, a lot of equity in Columbia. Last year, it was not good again. The third consecutive year he's lost to him. I think he's somewhere along the lines of maybe like 2-5 against Clemson. And this team now going 4-7. And I got to tell you, John, I don't think he's on the hot seat by any stretch, but he's gone back and forth with the fan base a little bit in the media, going back and forth a little bit about blaming fans for not showing up, a little bit of football talk in there, some stuff too. I don't think that this loss, obviously not doing himself any favors, but John, because of the energy and atmosphere around this program right now, I thought that Saturday's loss was pretty damaging to his status in Columbia at this point. Agree or disagree?
I would agree. I think you're right. You know, the Final Four builds you a ton of equity, as well it should. But I think they've struggled since. You know, it's been tough, and you could see it on him during the game. You know, he was very emotional. He was upset. He was, you know, frustrated. And you know, I don't think that he's on the hot seat, but I think he's got a seat heater on. I think it's getting a little warm there. And I don't know. It's an interesting situation down there in Columbia because outside, you know, Silva played a great game. But outside of that, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot there.
Yeah, I'll say this about Frank Martin, and I don't dislike him. I don't really like him. Sometimes he says some stuff in press conferences that I really agree with, and I kind of like his stance that he takes.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's so demonstrative on the sidelines, and because he is in the players' faces. He's one of these guys, it's a little bit like a Bobby Knight in that when he's on your side, you like him. When he's on your side and winning, you love Frank Martin.
Right.
When he's on your side and losing, that kind of personality yields to people coming out and more detractors. It's a lightning rod for detractors. I used to say this many years ago, being a good guy doesn't keep your job for you. Being a good guy gets you a little bit of grace and leeway. You still have to win games. When Frank Martin wins games, South Carolina fans love his intensity. But the leash is shorter when you're his type of personality and you're not winning games. Brownell, I think Clemson fans like Brad Brownell. Yep. I think he's got to win to keep his job, and he's not going to – the nice guy is not going to always keep his job. And I think Brownell's been given a pretty long leash in Clemson, a nice tenure here in Clemson. But I think maybe part of that is, man, people like him. He's a likable guy. He's honest, and he's the fan base, you know, kind of likes his personality. In Columbia, if it ever goes bad for Frank Martin, his demonstrative is the way I keep saying it. Personality yields and his lack of recruiting in the state because parents see it, and I'm not sure let my son go down there and get berated on the sidelines the way he does some of these guys. I'm not sure that sells with the fan base, and I think that makes that leash a little bit shorter. I hope I'm saying that right.
No, I completely agree with you there. Yeah.
Let me get Chad in Columbia on this subject and others. 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone lines. Hey, good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Good morning. I can't win the game. Basketball game. It feels like that was 4 weeks ago. I guess it was Dexter Nose and Christmas and all that. But
yeah,
I can't agree with you more. Frank's time in Columbia is coming to an end. I mean, when you go after the media and the fans like he did, I mean, kind of similar to Chad Holbrook. The difference was, you know, Chad Holbrook was a great guy in the community. You know, with all the stuff he did for against childhood cancer and stuff. Frank's just, I've said it before, make on the show. Not a good dude. I mean, and even my father-in-law, who went to the game, you know, he's talking about it yesterday, like he would never allow a son to play for Frank Martin. I mean, you miss a shot, he takes him out of the game. you do a foul, takes them out of the game, and just berates them, you know, stands over them. And so that Final Four Mick was a huge thing for them. But, I mean, they've been an absolute train wreck since and built zero momentum off of it. Maybe like going, you know, Dabo after the first year and then, you know, having a losing record a couple of years in football. I mean, that's how bad they've been. I mean, just nowhere even close to the NIT. And so, but Mick, that fan base is just broken. I mean, to have as many Clemson fans as were there Saturday, just, you know, normally Gamecock fans might talk a little trash when you're walking into the game or whatever. They won't even look at you. I mean, it was kind of like, I don't know, like very little brother syndrome down there on Saturday. It was different.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, Chad, and hang with me here for a second, because I have this theory that when you go through, and I've seen Clemson coaches go through this too, that when Clemson's five-game losing streak in football, I think it added pressure to the basketball programs and the baseball programs. And when Clemson baseball programs struggled a little bit, that didn't add pressure to it. But right, maybe rightfully or wrongfully saying this, that South Carolina fans were looking for something. They're looking for a spark to help propel them over Clemson in any way. They're looking for anything to bring to the water cooler on a Monday morning against Clemson, and it adds pressure. And now the pressure now shifts. It now shifts to the Cyclone baseball program that you got to do something to get the fan base excited about in head-to-head competition against Clemson.
Pretty, Mick, you know, I saw threads on the Big Spur and some different websites after the football game. People saying, hey, how much would you give for just to win against Clemson in basketball? And, you know, people saying, like, you know, people never talk about the Clemson-Carolina basketball game months in advance, and they're already talking about it. And so for them to lose five straight to us in soccer, five straight in football, I think it's four series in a row in baseball, and three in basketball, including the year they made the Final Four, they didn't even win the state championship. I mean, you know, really the only thing they have is the women's sports. I mean, if you look last year, I think the only men's sport they beat us in, I think, was tennis. And we do that Carolina Pride series against them, or Palmetto series, whatever it's called. But, like, if it was just men's sports, last year it would have been, like, 7-1 maybe, or 6-1. I don't know how many sports there are. But, and, you know, the sports they do beat us in, other than women's basketball, they can't name their head coach. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. I legit, Mick, on Saturday was feeling almost bad for them, because it was like they had nothing. I mean, no pride in themselves, but
how many people were in the building?
When we pulled up, asked Gabriel if we would have 12,000, because I think it seats like 18, 19. Maybe there was nobody in the upper deck hardly. So I'd say 10,000, 11,000, something like that. And so, and for a beautiful day, I mean, it was. I know it's right before the holidays, but I thought, Mick, it might be close to a sellout, and so. Gabriel was right. He said definitely under 12. And so, but yeah, just no passion at all for men's basketball, Mick. And honestly, looking at the highlights on WIS, it looked like they might have had more people for the women's game against Temple on Friday night than they did for the men's game on Saturday, which is just, you know, so sad and so embarrassing. But anyways, mate, love the show. Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate the phone call. Again, maybe too much pressure on Frank Martin to uphold, to give the Gamecocks a little bit of, I mean, if you're a Gamecock fan, John, well, like, what's your bell cow now, like, when you talk to a Clemson fan, that you pass for 500 yards or something? You know, it's like, hey, you need something to take to the water cooler. You need something, and 5 years of football adds to the pressure of basketball and baseball. I don't think that basketball and baseball I think the baseball series might be bigger than the basketball series.
I would agree with that.
But you need, so it's not like the Gamecock fans that are huge basketball fans there, but Saturday they were because they needed something.
Right.
And they didn't get it.
Well, my best advice to them, if you're looking for something to talk about in the water cooler today, is just ask them how their Christmas was, and just, you know, maybe talk about something other than sports. Yeah, might be in your best interest.
All right. You can talk about Absolute Waste Management then.
There you go.
864-266-7131. Call or text that number for a free quote, commercial or residential junk removal. These services that are there to help you get your business clutter-free. They get rid of old furniture, old appliances, construction debris, yard waste, so much more. You don't want to do this, man. You'd have no idea what to do here. They can clean out services for evictions or rental properties or estate liquidations or foreclosures or garages or attics or so much more. You've been putting it off. Why not let them take care of it for you? They're going to give you an upfront estimate. Everything's going to be done great. It's going to be taken out of there. It's Absolute Waste MGMT, Absolute Waste Management, absolutewastemgmt.com, or call today at 864-266-7131, 864-266-7131. We're at the Blood Connection in Easley off of 123 Calhoun Memorial Highway. I'm going to give blood today. I want you to come by and give blood today at any of their locations in the upstate. They'd love to have you and give the gift that's of life and give the gift that's going to, you know, help so many people. The platelet stuff they do as well. So just call them, come by and see them. And I challenge our listeners to do something right. When you're out and about today looking, and when you're out and about today returning presents or just get back in the swing of things, stop by the folks at Blood Connection here in Easley or any of the upstate locations. We'll take a break, John. We'll wrap things up. Final segment of the show right after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do, and enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Score a touchdown with Founders Credit Union. With convenient electronic services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and online applications, you can spend more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers and less time worrying about your finances. For product information, visit FoundersFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-Go and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-Go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-Go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name,
and away go troubles down the drain.
If you're looking for the perfect Clemson gear, then look no further than the Tiger Sports Shop. You can be the ultimate Clemson fan from head to toe with the Tiger Sports Shop's vast selection of orange and purple apparel. Tiger Sports Shop provides everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Are you looking for the Nike apparel that you see the Clemson players and coaches wearing on the sidelines? We are the exclusive provider of Nike sideline apparel. In Clemson, visit our stores at 1102 Tiger Boulevard or 364 College Avenue in Clemson. Go Tigers!
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easley now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easley will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easley. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
Happy holidays from TNT Sports. We are offering a deal for new clients that you don't want to miss. This offer for baseball and softball players includes 10 half-hour lessons with Jay to develop your skill set and 10 speed and agility sessions with Jodon. This $800 value is yours for the very low cost of $399. You heard that right, only $399. Take advantage before the special ends on January 5th. Call today, 864-710-9259. That's 864-710-9259.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big. This Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday at LKQ Pick Your Part. Save 40% on every part on the lot. Pull it off and save. Four huge days of saving. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you can always find fresh new inventory for your car or truck. Visit LKQ Pick Your Part today and find the part you need. And this Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, save an additional 40% on every part you pull. Log on to LKQPickYourPart.com for a location near you.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do?
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, Granger Nissan of Anderson wants you to come by and see them. And New Year's always a great time to buy new cars and trucks and SUVs. And the thing I can tell you more than anything else at Granger Nissan, it's about inventory. These people are awesome. These people are amazing. These people are going to take care of you. They're going to have everything you're looking for with those 2018 year-end prices. The brand-new 19s are in. You're going to love our terrific friends over at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Proud partners of Clemson Tigers and home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. It's our friends at Granger Nissan. Stop by and see them. I know they'd love to see you here. And just get you in a brand new automobile. Kevin is in Duncan. Our telephone number is 654-ROAR on our Northern Communication phone lines. Hey, Kevin, thanks for hanging on, man. I hope you had a great Christmas.
I did, man. I hope you did as well.
I did. Thank you.
Want to talk as a South Carolina fan? I do agree with a lot of your points and some of Chad's points in terms of Frank Martin. What I would say is the only thing I guess I would say differently would be that my standpoint is the Clemson game didn't already knew. I guess the frustration level was already there prior to the Clemson game. I don't think that the loss necessarily told me something that I didn't already know. And I would agree that I think Frank Martin's coaching style is out of date. I also think that he has shown the inability to adapt to what recruits or players, even fans, really want to see. And I think any great coach over, particularly if you look at other great college coaches, over time has to adapt their style to the times to a degree. And I know that Frank Martin's a defensive-minded person, but I think you can still have defense, still be a defensive-minded person, but still want offense and recruit shooters. And I do think a lack of offensive firepower and lack of focus on offense is something that program's struggling with. What do you think about that?
I agree with you, Kevin, in that whenever I watch South Carolina games, I feel like it's going to be 56-52 if you're going to win. And I tell you how bad the offense is. And really, this has kind of been their – I mean, they're a defensive ball club. I get it. That's his MO. I get that. But the announcer on Saturday made a statement that their very best offense is the offensive rebound. And I kind of feel like that's how it's been for years down there, that these long athletic guys pound the offensive boards. But the idea of lining it up and stroking it from three, the idea of lining up and having a good offense, or at least a fun offense to watch in transition, it's not happened down there. And I do think that today there's a little bit of pressure on you to kind of do that. You know, you got to be not only win, but you got to like be fun in doing it and be fun to watch. I'm not sure, Kevin, do you get down to go to the game? I'm not sure I'd go down to travel from Duncan, South Carolina, down to Columbia to watch that style of play and watch them lose.
That's my exact point. I had some family stuff going on Saturday where I just wouldn't regardless. But, yeah, particularly a weekday game, there's just not much motivation to do that. And like you said, the three-point is part of the game at every level right now. I mean, I went to a church men's league game the other day, and people are jacking up threes. You go to any, you go to a JV basketball game. I mean, the 3-point is just part of the, it's part of the game right now. And yeah, some people can get too obsessed with it, but I don't know. I think his style is getting outdated, and yeah, he certainly is. I wouldn't say he's on his way out for sure, but I do think frustration is building there.
Let me ask you this, Kevin. In your church league basketball game you saw the other day, did they shoot it better threes than what South Carolina shot?
They did. Now, part of that is you had some former D2 basketball players there and some former high school standouts, but yeah, they did shoot it better than South Carolina. Yes, they did.
I like it, man. The Gamecocks are shooting 30% on the year from three right now, and while other teams are lighting it up, that's a good point. Hey, man, I appreciate you calling in today. I hope you have a great day.
All right, you too, man.
All right, buddy. Yeah, 30% from three is not going to cut it as a team. And they shot 4 of 16. I told you the really interesting stat from that game is that it was the 7-minute mark of the first half was the last 3-point basket that the Gamecocks made.
That's crazy.
Crazy stuff there. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. There are three bowl games today. We have the 1:30 in the Cotton Bowl, not the Cotton Bowl Classic, but in the Cotton Bowl Stadium in Dallas. I tell you what's hard, man, like hosting two bowl games in your city. But Boston College and Boise State. Boise State's a 2.5-point favorite. Boise State's 10-3 on the year. 7-5 Boston College. Again, that's on ESPN at 1:30 today. At 5:15 today, the old Zach Orr jokes that he didn't watch games that don't start at noon, start at 3:30 or at 7:30, 7:45 or 8. But at 5:15 today from Ford Field in Detroit, Michigan, is the Quick Lane Bowl. And this is Georgia Tech's a 6-point favorite, a 7-5 Georgia Tech team. Going to try not to row the boat there against Minnesota. Minnesota 6-6. Finally, tonight, 9 o'clock, Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona, is the granddaddy of them all, the Cheez-It Bowl. You'll see a bunch of Cheez-It commercials tonight. Cal's a 1-point favorite at 7-5 over a 6-6 TCU team. I'm ready for some good bowl games. 654-ROAR. Two more phone calls quickly in this segment. I got about a minute each. Hey, Tiger Mac, I got about a minute, man. I hope you're doing well.
Fine. Listen, I just had a bunch of information about the drug you're discussing.
Okay,
but I can't get all this in a minute.
Give me what you got. Give me as much as you get in the last
2 minutes. First of all, let me tell you where it's coming from. My wife has 5 degrees. She's a bioinformatics. She's a doctor, okay? And I'll just try and spit this out as quick as I can. That drug is called a SARM, which is a muscle-building steroid. Okay, it's classified as an anabolic agent. It has the same pathway of an anabolic steroid, but it is not one. Okay? SARM is a selective androgen receptor modulator. It has the longest half-life of any SARM. Okay? So if you take it, if you ingest this drug in your body, it stays in your body for like a week, which is that's a very long time. For half-life, they call it, for a drug. Okay? And she says, the question she has is, a trace. What is a trace? Dabo was talking about that. How are they defining a trace? What percentage? See, you don't know. She says probably less than 1%, which means it was probably ingested 1 week prior to testing. Okay? But it can have a residual effect if taken long term. And another thing she said, Dabo says we regularly test, right? She said there are so many recreational PEDs out there, there's literally hundreds of drugs. And prior, that they can be testing for, but are they testing for all these, or is that even possible? And she said the players are supposed to list all drugs they've ingested prior to testing. Okay?
Right.
This drug is still in trials in the United States. It's not approved for human consumption. Its uses, one of the trials they're using on it is to help build, see if it will help build muscle mass and strength for cancer patients. it mimics testosterone, but unlike typical steroids, it targets specific tissues such as muscle and bone, and therefore limits the side effects, which are very important of a lot of steroids, like your heart. Okay, right. And it's potentially, therefore, makes it potentially safer than anabolic steroids. So that's pretty much in a nutshell.
Well,
so this thing is not even approved for human consumption.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, I
can stay in your system for, you know.
Yeah.
But and one of the catches about this thing too, from our standpoint as a Tiger fan, all that is the speed at which they're going to process this thing.
Right.
There's not a lot of time.
That's right.
Right.
Tiger Mike, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot for the information. We're continuing to learn more about that. I'll apologize to him. Forgive me for having to go to break. Brad Hughes, Brad Hughes, Eric, BradHughes.com, I should say, or Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Allstate, call him today, 292-3001. We forgive someone sports every day. Today, I forgive me, Tiger Mike, for not letting you have more time. But Brad Hughes wants to be your Allstate agent. Let him take care of you. See if he can really give you a little better deal, better coverage, or a better deal. Hey, John, skip the music for me, buddy. What do you have for a two-minute drill for us?
I was going to say that last night in a win over the Golden State Warriors, LeBron James believed to have hurt his hip. He said he heard something pop, and but he is believed to be day-to-day, and hope the best player in the league gets back healthy quick.
I believe that LeBron needs to worry about his groin and his injury rather than some of the other stuff he's been saying as of late. My two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, is EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. I know he'd love to help you out. Any local real estate here in Clemson. And my two-minute drill quickly is the Blood Connection. Come by. It's the best thing you can do. It's the best gift you can give. Give gift of life. You're going to love that. It's our great friends here at all the convenient locations. The Blood Connection. Come on, see them. TheBloodConnection.org. They can help you out. Locations everywhere. The Blood Connection would love to see you. John, great job. Up next, Brad and Ben. Have a wonderful day, and we will see you tomorrow.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.